Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 1st August 2022. Top stories for today. After a period of chicken supply shortage in Malaysia, the country is now in an oversupply situation and can export chickens to other countries. Agriculture and Food Industries Minister Ronald Kiande earlier said the supply disruption has been overcome by policy measures which includes increasing imports and ceasing exports. 9 individuals, including a 17-year-old girl, pleaded guilty on the charges of offering non-existent loans last July at Taman Sentosa, Batu Pahat. 8 of the accused, except the teenager, were sentenced to a fine of RM5,000 and 6 months in prison by the magistrate's court if they failed to pay the fine. As of midnight Sunday, Malaysia identified a total of 2,783 new COVID-19 cases. 3 states with the highest COVID-19 cases were Selangor with 826 infections, followed by Kuala Lumpur with 473 and Sabah with 252. The Ministry of Health reported a total of 4,482 new recoveries, with 9 COVID-related deaths reported. On the international front, Ukraine makes its first shipment of grain since Russia's invasion as a cargo ship loaded with 26,000 tons of corn left for Lebanon today. This marks a crucial first step toward unlocking the millions of tons of grains piling up in the country and boosting global food supplies. Meanwhile, scores of ships that are stuck in the ports dotted along the Black Sea are expected to begin moving out in caravans if all goes well. Myanmar's military regime has extended its emergency rule until 2023, as it said it needed more time to stabilize the country. General Min Aung Hlaing also said the country's electoral system should be reformed by combining the first-past-the-post system, as the influence of powerful parties had drowned out other political voices. And New Zealand's borders are fully open for the first time since March 2020, when they shut in an effort to curb COVID-19. Immigration authorities will now begin accepting visitors with visas and those on student visas again. Visitors will still need to be fully vaccinated, but there are no quarantine requirements. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.